Remember the so-called death panels? That's the term Sarah Palin coined when the Affordable Care Act first proposed paying doctors for end-of-life counseling with their patients. An uproar ended that proposal, but now Medicare wants to put the plan into effect, beginning next year. Ruby DeLuna from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports.
Jennifer Cowlin is 67 years old, and now that she's retired, she has a list of projects she wants to finish, like getting rid of all the clutter in her home.
Okay, I will show you the junk. It's organized. I need to go through it and get rid of. It's either that or my final revenge will be making my children clean out all my junk.
One thing Cowlin is leaving in order is her advance end-of-life directive. She had it drawn up along with her will several years ago. She gave a copy to her doctor and didn't think much about it until earlier this month. That's when her doctor asked whether the document still matches her wishes. This is what she said.
I do not want to be kept alive on machines. I'm not saying do not resuscitate, like if you have a heart attack or something, you know. But if something where I would have no quality of life, I do not want to be kept alive.
Cowlin's wishes clash with her religious upbringing, but she says she's seen too much pain in her family to know what she doesn't want when her time comes.
My family always said, you know, God does not give you more than you can bear. But I've seen some people bear some awful things, so I don't really believe that they should have to do that kind of thing. And not just for the person, for everyone. I don't believe you should put your family in financial ruin.
Jennifer Cowlin isn't sick or dying, but she says she feels better having this conversation with her doctor since her three children have avoided the subject. Physicians like Dr. Jay Sim applaud Medicare's latest proposal to pay doctors having end-of-life conversations with their patients. Sim feels strongly about these discussions, that she'll have them whether or not Medicare reimburses her.
I believe it's a critical part of how I help the patient.
Sim is a family practice physician near Seattle. She's also Jennifer Cowlin's doctor.
Every person has the right to have their choices honored at the end of life.
But it's not something that can be done in a 15-minute office visit. Sim says Medicare's plan would encourage more doctors to take the time with their patients and find out their wishes. She says having an advance directive is like having an emergency preparedness document for a medical catastrophe.
If I can have this conversation with the patient when they are well, when they're able to make those decisions for themselves, and they're thinking clearly, then that makes the difference, right? We all make decisions best when we're calm and healthy.
America's aging population is growing and living longer, often with multiple chronic conditions. Sim says many of her patients take comfort in having a written plan for their caregivers and families when they're not able to speak for themselves.
You have a voice, you have a choice at the end of your life on how you are cared for by your doctors and your loved ones. Put it in writing.
Then, Sim says, talk to the person who would be your advocate about your wishes and share that information with your doctor, keeping in mind what Jennifer Cowlin says, what end-of-life discussions boil down to.
This is my life. I should be the one who gets to make the decision.
For Here and Now, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.